Say amen. And God is God. Are you listening? God is God, and beside him there's no other. Bishop said, I need to go get the cordless mic, and I needed the cordless mic, but you know, you have to wear certain clothes to be able to pin it on something. So anyway, we're going to go ahead. We're going to get right into the word. Stop doing all these little things that we do that take up time. I'm going to take a little time now, but I'm going to show you what we do so you'll stop doing it. I'm going to put it in writing for our ministers when we get up to minister words of encouragement. We take about a minute and a half to 2 minutes saying we're not going to be up there long and saying all kind of stuff that's not related. You only have 5 minutes. So it's time just to get up and say what you're going to say. And that's what I said I was going to do, what I'm not doing today, but I'm on track. And so those are little idiosyncrasies we do that we could just leave those off and just get up. My subject is, my verse is, say what you're going to say, and you can sit down. Like she did this morning, I didn't hear her start, but I heard her end. So let's take hold of the word of God and just do what we're supposed to do. Amen? Praise God, praise God. So that's why I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to be long. I'm very much, and when you say that, you really mean that. But the word just get to being, as they said a long time ago, Douglas said, gooder and gooder. And you want to share everything you know at one time. Proverbs 8, doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of her high places, by the way, in the place of the pass. She quieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming of the doors. Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. Wisdom speaks. You answer. You listen. Say amen. And this is what the Lord gave me. Just wanted to say that and have wisdom speak. I'm going to give you an assignment. You don't usually get an assignment from the pulpit on Sunday morning, but start back reading the book of Proverbs. So I'm assigning 7 and 8. And if you read that, you want to back up to 1 and you want to keep going forward. Amen? Amen. But this is what the Lord gave me, and this is what he wanted us to say. Wisdom speaks. And this song says it well. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Wisdom says, Luke 18:1. Wisdom says in Luke 18:1, and you'll have to read the rest of that in order to get the whole of it. But I'm just going to give you some little nuggets today. And you take hold of these nuggets and you take them home and you look them up and you meditate on them. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, King James, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now that's not the end of the instructions. He goes on and talks about the lady that wearied the king, and he ignored her, but she kept on coming back and said, do right by me, do justice for me. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, even though I don't fear God and I don't care about her, but I'm going to give her what she asked for, lest she weary me. God says, don't let go of your faith. Wisdom says, hold on tight to your faith. But first of all, you've got to put the word in. Say, put the word in. Where do you put the word in? To your heart. Goes in your heart. It goes there and you meditate on it. When you're cooking and you say you're making a cake, you've got all these ingredients, dry and wet, and they're just ingredients. But when you put them in the bowl, and if you don't do anything with them, they're just a mess. But when you mix them up together properly, according to the recipe instruction, you come out with better And then you put the batter in the pan and you put it in the oven and you come out with a delicious key lime cake. Some of you know what I mean by that. Amen. I don't know. I have baked zillions of them. I don't know what they taste like. But what does wisdom say? Always pray about everything. Somebody say everything. Everything. Say, I heard AJ say, we pray about everything. So we always pray about what? Everything. You don't have to be frustrated and worried. Go to the book. Everybody say, go to the book. Pray to God. Find the instructions in the book. Pray to God. And the answer comes by Holy Spirit. That word that you put in your heart will come out of your mouth. You don't ever have to be mad and upset about anything when you put the what? Word in. Meditate on the word. And the word comes out of your what? Mouth. And God takes care of the situation just like we read in Psalm. He said, I cried unto the Lord and the Lord heard me. And what? Delivered me. But listen. This didn't happen immediately in Luke chapter 1 to this woman that kept going to the king. She had to go back and back again. She had to wait until he answered her. God is saying, don't give up on me. Tell the Lord, say, I won't give up on you. Now, you know you have to talk to me. I mean, it just comes from having been in the classroom so long. You've got to respond to me. Say, I won't give up on you, Lord. Say, I totally trust you. So 100%. Because you're a God. The song says, you know, if it hadn't been for the Lord, what would happen to me? Where would I go? Because he's God. And it talks about over in Isaiah 40, I think it is, how they made those gods out of wood and out of gold. And they worshiped them. But they were no gods because they were making them out of what the true and living God made. There are about 3 points, I believe, that the Lord wants me to share with you today. And at various times, you should be able to tell when I switch over into the prophet mode. But if you don't, if I don't tell you, it's from the Lord. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, it'll be from the Lord. But about praying, it says in Romans 12:12, and this is King James, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. The Bible says that he that lives godly, do you live godly? The righteous, the ones that live godly will suffer what? I didn't hear you. For doing right. Since we've been having healing class, we have some people that are not members of CFC that are coming religiously, weekly, consistently, but in the process, not trying to build us up, but the Lord has allowed me just periodically here and there to share some things that happened just to dispel some of the persecution and the lies that went out concerning CFC. Amen? Amen. And at one time back a year or so ago, I asked him, had you heard that? Yeah. But God is God. Amen. And listen to what he says. So he said, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And the Amplified said, consistent in prayer. And the Good News Translation says, at all times in prayer. Ephesians 6:18 says, King James, praying always with all prayer and supplication, where? In the Spirit, and watching thereunto for all perseverance and supplications for all saints. So wisdom said, always do what? Pray. Wisdom says what? Always pray. Wisdom says what? Always pray. I think we haven't gotten it because wisdom says, always pray.